was on the phone with her, and she said that the bridge was collapsing she was on, and she had to go.
A little after 6 p.m. on August 1st, 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed. 13 people died and 100 more were injured, and it was something very few people expected to happen. The I-35 bridge was safe enough to remain open, but even by the federal government's own rating system, it should have been replaced.
Many of our facilities are stretched to the limit of their design life and even beyond.
That's Congressman James Oberstar, who chairs the Transportation Committee, speaking back in September during a hearing. He says bridge experts have called for a rehaul in the nation's infrastructure 20 years prior during similar hearings. When KRNU analyzed the national bridge inventory, we were surprised to find more than 3,000 bridges in Nebraska that have safety ratings similar to the Minneapolis Bridge. One of those bridges is the Charleston Street Bridge in Lincoln that goes over I-180. This alarms University of Nebraska-Lincoln student Bill Citro, who drives over it almost every day.
That fact does freak me out a little bit. I guess I've never really thought about it.
State bridge engineer Lyman Freeman says city and state bridges are safe for the most part. It's the bridges out in the country that have some problems.
The vast majority of them are on the county system. And there are older bridges, and there are a lot of timber bridges, and there's just totally inadequate funds to keep those up to a level that they're not structurally deficient.
KRNU's analysis found that almost 92% of Nebraska's structurally deficient bridges are operated by county governments. Freeman says even though they might be deficient, it doesn't mean they're dangerous to drive on.
You'll still be totally safe, but it may get down to the level where you post the bridge for some smaller loads.
Out of the I-35 bridge collapse came some good things, one being an increase in funding toward bridge safety research. And that's something engineers here at UNL received a $2 million grant to study.
This effort is trying to see how we can get more service life out of the bridges, both existing bridges and also how can we design the new ones so that they will last longer and give us a more service life.
That's the project's leader, Professor Adirad Azizi Namini. He says part of the problem is there aren't good calculations to estimate the safe lifespan of a bridge, and that's another issue the project is looking at.
The major objective of this project is to provide that framework so that the designer could go through calculations in a quantifiable way, say, how many years of service life they're going to get.
Unfortunately, in the case of Minnesota's I-35 bridge, it took a disaster before people took notice.
Collapse of the I-35W bridge in Minneapolis demonstrated powerfully, once again, the need to make a commitment to invest in maintenance, major reconstruction in our nation's infrastructure.
For KRNU, I'm Andy Boyle, reporting.